Christ. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And indeed, this is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have so many reasons to be grateful and be glad for. Not only that we're all here, but we have so many answered prayers. If you could possibly look at your... first of all, do we have any joys to share with? Any birthdays, anniversaries, special things in the family? Yes, Corby.
I just came back from a missions conference in St. Louis. 516 students gave their life to Christ for the first time, and 5,000 students committed to short-term missions in the next year.
Wow. That's because you were there. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Indeed, it is, that is truly a joy, and heaven celebrates. Thank you. Jim.
I'd just like to announce that my friend Richard has joined the club. He now qualifies for Medicare.
It's a burden. That is a joy in many good ways. All right. Yes. look, if you are a visitor or have been hearing about and look at our church and you go, by golly, is that the word by golly? Okay, okay. I hope I got the idiom right here, the word. Look, observe, and you say, where in the world is this church thinking? What in the world is this church thinking? When are they going to fix these steeples? Guess what? If you look at the bulletin announcement, I think it's been announced that we got the grant. We received the fund that's needed. So as soon as I think the trustee said, then sometime in the spring, I think we'll be able to begin the project. So that is an answer to prayer, right? Yes,
so we
Ellen.
We are first. We are number one on the list for yes. the contractor to start in the spring.
And that is in 2016.
Yes.
So great, great. Even better. Thank you, thank you. Wonderful. So we are on the top list in the spring. So it's coming. Thank you, Ellen, for that report. You know, those are prayer answered. And if you look at, and I think Richard briefly stated that if we give that to the house, it will be overflow, something like that, the offering. If you look at that announcement in the bulletin, our financial report, now this is not for 2016, by the way, so don't get all excited and go, oh, I don't have to give anymore to the Lord. But this is a report for 2015. We have a reason to celebrate, folks. You gave. You all gave out of your hearts because you faithfully gave. This is what happened. Look at the list. What happened? We ended up the year with a surplus. The trustee's going to go shopping now. We have, on a serious note, we have a surplus of 1870. That is far greater news to share in this day and age where many churches, we are coming in the black. Is that what they call it? So for 2015. Let's give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, his faithfulness. Yeah. Praise God for answered prayer. Thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord and to your giving. And I know that I may be mispronounced quoting the amount, but even our Christmas offerings were over 4,000. Christmas Eve offering was about $4,000 that we were going to give. We will donate all 100% to local charities as well as one international organization. So all those your gifts, your generosity to the Lord, make all those works possible. So thank you. We praise God for that. Are there any other joy celebrations? How about going to God said, come to me with all that you have. Lay down all your concern. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for us. Any prayer request? We know that we need to pray for Brandy Rubin and her family, especially for Brandy's recovery from surgery. Yes. Yes, Kevin Bleeker. So we'll pray for Kevin and his family and for his recovery, full recovery. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Indeed, Lord, you are good. You are good to us. You have been faithful to us. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. Your name is above all names. Lord, we come to you this morning, not as enemies, but as friends, as your family. So, Lord, we are grateful for that title and for that inclusion to be a part of your greater family, to be a part of your heavenly citizens. Lord, we thank you that you have been with us through all generations. Lord, this is your dwelling place. It is our hearts. Lord, you dwell and you reign in our hearts. Lord, thank you for all the answered prayers in 2015. Thank you for your marvelous work. Thank you for the fruit of the labors, the people that gave here in this church, Lord, through your faithfulness, through their service, through their givings of money, time, and talents. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for those overflowing gifts. Lord, because of you, we're here. Because of your great love, that we gather as your people, as forgiven people, Lord, calling on your name day after day, week after week, month after month, throughout 2015. Lord, we call on you for our needs. We thank you for the answered prayers. And Lord, we trusted you with all the unknown and all the chaos and all the confusions. Lord, thank you that you have been our anchor for our souls. Lord, as we enter into this new year, Lord, I pray that you will bless us as your church, that we will continue to do your work faithfully here in this community, in this area of the world, in our nation, and around the world. Through our ministry, our missions, Lord, help us to do your work. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the joy and celebrations of the lives that have been turned to you, the souls that were found, Lord, as Colby reported. Lord, thank you that they have said yes to your salvation. Thank you that, Lord, they are now part of your family. Lord, we thank you for the birthdays and anniversaries and the celebrations of families and friends of this church. Lord, continue to bless them and guide them and use them for your glory and honor. Lord, we pray that you would be with Kevin and his family as he just had an eye surgery. Lord, we pray for a full recovery, and Lord, you'll be with him and strengthen him and comfort him. Lord, we pray for Brandy and her whole family. Lord, bring your full recovery and speedy healing for her. And Lord, strengthen her and her family and provide for them all that they need for today and tomorrow. Lord, you know our needs. You know our thoughts. You know our desire. Lord, we don't know what the future holds, but we know you. We trust you, for you are trustworthy. In that name that is above all names, we call on you and pray to you now as the way your son Jesus had taught the disciples and us by saying together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It is wonderful to see in this new year many familiar faces as well as some new faces. And I forgot to mention that please, after the service, join us downstairs for fellowship time. Mingle with us, get to know us, and let us know your joy and concern and also how best we can serve you in Jesus' name. That is after the service, not during the sermon. All right? For our time together, the gospel lesson is chosen from Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. And may this be our verse to memorize for this week, okay? I will challenge you to memorize this verse. Can we say this together? Can we recite this on the count of three? Ready? One, two, three. Give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. Bread is necessary. That's a great statement right there. Write it down. Bread is needed. I'm serious about this. If we don't need bread, Jesus would not put this in the Lord's Prayer as the top prayer of the three prayers that we need to say. Give us this today our daily bread. Men and women, this is 2016. Welcome to 2016. And I know it's redundant. I know it's been said. I know it's sort of like it's too familiar tone now. I'm saying this again. May the force be with you in 2016. All right? Give us today our daily bread. What do you pray for last year? And may I ask you today that what are some of your top prayer list? And by the way, this will not be a rhetorical question. Let me shout it out loud if you know, or if you already have some. What are some of the things that we pray most for, whether it be an individual or as family or as a church or a nation? Some of the top prayer lists or topics. Can you name them? To improve health. That's right. We pray for health, don't we? That's right. We pray for protection. Productive word for fruitfulness, effectiveness, correct. Happiness. Yeah.
New birth.
Family unity. Absolutely.
Peace around the world.
That's right.
Forgiveness.
Joy in all circumstances. Thank you all. I don't have to preach that long anymore. These are the sermon themes right there, right? You are all correct. Those are the things that we pray most for, and we will continue to pray. Why? Because our Lord said, pray this prayer. If you look at, Jim, if we could actually put up the Lord's Prayer at home. Jesus was asked by the disciples, by the people who follow them, and say, Lord, teach us how to pray. And then this is what Jesus gave us in the scripture. He started out with us naming about God's name in three particular places. We say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's not how do you know my name, it's hallowed be your name. Holy is your name. Your name is set apart. Your kingdom come. It is about God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the things we say and we praise to God for his holy name. But then Jesus said after that, this is what you should be praying for. And he listed three things, three themes, I would say. The first one is in verse 11 of Matthew chapter 6, first line, that we, as collectively the body of Christ, remember the word, it said give us, it's not give me, it said give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then the third one, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Three prayers we should be praying together as the body of Christ, as individual and also as a family, as followers of Christ, the body of Christ. These are the three things that we should be praying without ceasing. Now, how many of you, if I'm being honest, if you want to be honest and say this morning, before you came to church, you say that the top line, or that's verse 11, the first prayer, before you came to church and say, Lord, I'm about to go to church, but give me a meal for today. How many of you pray that prayer? Oh, you're not following the rules. Oh, no, no, no. Jesus said, pray. He said, give us this day our daily bread. Why don't we do that? Especially here in North America, New England, New Hampshire, the wonderful land, a land with filled with milk and honey. Why don't we say this prayer every day? Because in our minds and hearts, we already know that we have enough food in our freezer, correct? We have perhaps enough food in the refrigerator. So if I'm being honest, if you all be honest, even if we want to pray this prayer and say, God, give me a meal for today, in the back of my mind and our hearts, all of us saying, ha, 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 I already got this prayer. Right? But then we got to read into this verse to say, give us this day our daily bread. Then we got to say, why would Jesus say, pray for bread every day? Men and women, I'm going to suggest that this bread is not only for bread as the bread loaf or the bread, whatever, the kosher bread. But I believe that this bread that the Lord is teaching us to pray for is our everyday material and physical needs. Oh, I don't mean not just money. That's wonderful. How about faithful family? Faithful friends? How about a daily job? The things that we need every day. The things that are necessary for us to go on and live every single day. God said, pray for it. Don't be general about this. Pray for your need. Not all our wants. Surely I don't read here to say, give us this day our daily chocolate cake. Although as delicious as they are, right? But pray for what you need every day. Pray to God. Ask for him. Go to God with your need, for he needs your presence. God said, ask me, and I will give it to you. Your present, the very present needs. You know, I when I think about this, and I say, you know, why can't God just teach us to say, well, Lord, give me this, give me the bread that I need for the whole 2016. Why didn't the Lord Jesus say, well, why don't you just pray one time and then get it done with, right? And say, Lord, just give me whatever I need for the whole year and let's done with it. Don't make me come to you every single day. Ask for what I need. Men and women, this is precisely the point. God wants us to trust him and come to him every single day, bringing to him all that we need before him, trusting and knowing that everything that we have, everything that we receive, all our blessings, all that we have comes from him. Can we say amen to that? Amen. So when you pray, know that God is hearing and that he is willing to give whatever you need. Mind you, not whatever you want. So pray. Pray every day. Pray for the daily bread. For God is faithful. When you do that, don't say, you know what, I may or may not get what I want or what I need. So, yeah. What's the point of praying? Well, we ought to pray. We ought to come to him. Because so far, God has provided for us. Even if you don't recognize all the things that God has given you, if you really count your blessing and look back the year of 2015, everything, every good things you would recognize that it truly came from God. And even if you look at not just yourself, but around the world, All those answered prayer are the good things, the bread, not only was given to you, but the goodness and the mercy of God and the grace of God. Even those bread were given to bad people. Even those bread were given to the people who didn't deserve it. Because God is a merciful God and He gives anyway. So we ought to be grateful. We ought to come to God in gratitude and saying, Lord, You have been faithful to me and to us. Therefore, I will give You thanks and praise. And someone has said, when you pray to God, when you thank Him, and when you come to Him with a grateful heart, with gratitude, they say it's harder to have a bad day. It is much harder to have bad days when you recognize that God indeed has been good to you. It's been said that a story has been told that a man just heard the news that he only had 30 days to live. 30 days to live. And so he went home and thought about his life and his ways, and a friend visited him and said, Mike, how does it feel? The doctor said you only have a month to live. So don't you feel sad? And the response was, well, I'm just going to decide. I'm going to make my decision that I'm not going to have a bad day. If I'm going to have only 30 days to live, every day is going to be counted. I'm going to choose joy. I'm going to choose happiness. And I'm going to be grateful to God for everything. When you number your days, it's harder to have a bad day. This is precisely why Psalm 90 verse 12 reminds us this. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain the heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days. Men and women, that ought to be our top prayer in 2016, that every day, every single day is a gift from God. Can we say amen to that? Amen. Every single day is a gift from God. Therefore, it is so appropriate to come to God with our everyday need, for He knows what we need. God knows our need. Therefore, men and women, let us number our days, and let us ask to God to teach us to number our days, that you and I may gain the heart of wisdom. When we recognize that God does provide our everyday needs, then we will come to Him with a thankful heart. As Laurie had read the Psalm 105, we will be in thanksgiving, giving thanks and praise to His holy name, every single day. Why? Because God's name is almighty. He is our protector. He's our provider, He's our sustainer, He's our redeemer, He's our savior, He is our God, and that we will be thankful to Him for all that we have, that we will have the spirit of contentment. The spirit of contentment. What does that mean? Well, it may be different when most of us, have all that we need every day. Thanks be to God for that. But you know, if you travel around the world today, or maybe perhaps still in many parts of the United States too, that there are so many hungry people. If you travel to Haiti today, if you travel to parts of Africa and many third world countries, you would know that people literally pray for one meal a day. To survive. One meal a day. If you visited those places, you would see how they eat and how they live. and you would recognize the blessing. You would realize the wealth, the resources that you and I, my friends, have here in this land. And so when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, it may not necessarily be the same as the folks who are praying in Haiti or some parts of Africa. Friends, they are literally praying for their one day a meal prayer list. So this Psalms and this text, Matthew 6:11, once and for all, once again, call us to come to Him and be grateful to Him, but also be in contentment. Being content by all that God has provided for us. Recognizing that there are so many needs. There are people who just still don't have what they need every single day in the midst of that. Friends, we are like the people in the wilderness, people in Israel. God had provided for us manna from heaven every day. We don't have to be worried or anxious about what we may have in the future, what we may not have in the future. God said, call on my name one day at a time. That's what He's saying. One day at a time. For one bread at a time. One healing at the time. And when we pray for the things that we need, and particularly in that areas of healing, we don't say, God, give me the healing for 6 weeks. Lord, heal me today. One day at a time. And be grateful for what He has given us in contentment. And when we come to God in that spirit, we will also be confident. Confidence, the fact that God does provide. God does provide. Remember the story in the wilderness? How did God provide for the people? He rained down hot bread from heavens, right? Manna from heaven. For their everyday needs, for one day at a time. And what did he tell the people not to do? Don't collect more than what? You need. Don't collect more than you need. When you do that, what happens? It got all rotten, right? Men and women, that is the desire of our God in heaven. That we ought to come to Him with all that we need, but trust Him with the future that we don't have a hold on, that we can't see. Be confident in the fact that God has provided and He will provide for you, for your family, for our church, for our community, for our nations. Trust in Him. And finally, when we come to God in that spirit, we will all be generous. We will all be generous. Why? Jim, could you put one more time of that verse 11? Give us this day our daily bread. And, you know, it seems a very simple and a very easy to understand statement of prayer here. Give us this day our daily bread. No confusion. But then if you particularly pay attention on each and every single word, and when you say, Lord, give, and the word us, give us. Why should that bring us the spirit of generosity? When we pray to God to give us our daily bread, He does give us all that we need, to the rich, to the poor. As the scriptures has the rich man and Lazarus. We have that in our world, in our community. When we pray this prayer, give us this day our daily bread. we pray this prayer in mind of the needs of the world. Those who are hungry for food, for shelter, for their every single day, for their needs every single day. We think of them. We remember them. Why? Because they are us, isn't it? They are us. Give us this day our daily bread. When we pray this prayer, it should move all of us into a spirit of generosity. Men and women, that will be our prayers for this year. That we will pray that God will provide our daily bread. That we will pray for our daily needs. And then we also pray, as Jesus had taught us, for forgiveness. Forgiveness of our past, right? For pardon. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then finally, we also ought to pray for our future, for our spirit. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Pray those three prayers. You will have a heart of gratitude, a heart of contentment, a heart of confidence in God, and you will be moved to generosity when you pray, "Give us today our daily bread." For God has given us the bread of heaven, which we will celebrate today. Pray together with the saints, with the church, the people of God, and remember the us. Give us. The us include the richest to the poorest, the strongest to the weakest, the saints and the sinners. Remember that. Our God is a good God. You can trust him. Thanks be to God. Amen.